goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Friday. It's noon. Actually, it's noon 04, which means we have a lot of commercials here at Talking Alternative. Time for the Divorce Hour. You've heard those melodic tones of Stephen Foggia singing When Love Goes Astray. And hopefully, I have Dr. Margaret Herzog on the line. Peggy, are you there?
Hello, Larry. I am.
And where are you reporting from?
Larry, I'm in Washington, D.C. at the American Psychological Association Convention. This is the 119th convention of psychologists in America.
Wow.
And
have you been to all of them?
A lot of people here. It's amazing how many thousands of psychologists are milling around, talking to one another, sharing research, sharing ideas.
So what's the ideas that are pertinent to divorce?
Larry, I have been staggered that there have been very few direct presentations on divorce, on the impact of divorce on children or on the future relationships of couples and their families.
Do you know why that is?
Well, in fact, I asked a number of people, why is this not at this conference directly? And I wondered about it myself. I think I have an explanation.
Okay.
I think that divorce is now such a specialized area that, in fact, there are unique conferences where people who are doing research on divorce specifically are presenting their data. And there's so much concern about the impact on children and their families that they're tailoring it to a more specific audience.
Okay. And have
but
we...
with that...
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
There's been some very interesting data out of this conference that I think is truly applicable.
Okay, tell me.
Well, first of all, there was some very interesting preliminary research out of a university in Florida. And this research was done by a guy named Mikhail, and his students are... Wendy, I'm losing her name in one second.
That's
I'll get
right.
it back in a moment. But James McHale developed a scale of co-parenting, and his concept was that the students are Michael, Sarah, and Wendy West. Here we are. This is part of their research as well, young graduate students at the University of South Florida in St. Petersburg.
Got it.
They're very concerned about the degree of high conflict in relationships when parents divorce and the alienation of the children, which they think results in children abandoning their relationship with one parent, in other words, choosing one over the other. So they decided that they wanted to look at healthy families and to look at co-parenting styles in early childhood with toddlers. They picked a group, a quite significant group of non-referred, non-disturbed families, and they looked at some variables that are key. And when we're thinking about this, I want to mention that this is preliminary research, but they looked at measures of cooperation, child-centeredness, meaning the parents looked at the child and the child drove the play instead of the parent driving the play.
Got it.
And the parental endorsement of each other. Now, here's something so fascinating. They found that when the parents were more cooperative, more child-centered, and had greater parental endorsement, the toddlers showed a notable difference by 30 months in their ability to direct both positive behavior and avoidant behavior to both parents. When there's a higher degree of conflict, they choose one parent while the parents are still married.
And this is in the toddler phase?
In the toddler phase.
While the parents are still married. That's interesting.
They're still married. So if you think about it, when we're looking at the impact of divorce on kids, it doesn't begin at divorce. It begins much earlier in the marriage. It begins with the kind of parenting style and the degree of conflict people have before divorce.
Okay, I got it.
So what we're really talking about is that in divorce, which is, of course, inevitable. We know that in our country, 50% of marriages end in divorce. If parents can remember that their relationship isn't thriving anymore as a couple, but that they are parents to children who need to go forward with healthy relationships, their goal, and this should be paramount in everybody's mind, is to cooperate, be child-centered, and support each other.
Why don't we learn this stuff in school about how to raise our children?
Well, you know,
no,
I
seriously,
want to talk
because
about something
I know
else, because the best moment that I had at the conference so far, believe it or not, was in a film that was presented, because psychologists love to look at films and look about and learn about life from films. There's a tremendous amount of learning from books and films. So a film that was chosen was, and it will be a classic if it's not already, Nancy Meyers' film, It's Complicated.
Never saw it, but okay.
Yeah, you have to. It's
okay.
So adorable. Meryl Streep, Steve Martin, and Al Baldwin.
I take it back. I did see it. Okay, yes,
and
I did see it.
Okay, so maybe you remember, Larry, that it's a couple who got divorced, and 10 years later, after the husband remarries the girl that he had an affair, marries a girl he had an affair with, he turns back to his wife, and he wants to date her, and he comes back into the home. So it's hysterical. You know, there are some very comedic moments. But what Nancy Meyers points out in the most poignant part of the film is that the children are deeply disturbed that their parents could be getting back together again.
Peggy,
and
we're going to...
The line, of the, which they don't do. You know, the mother realizes that the relationship really doesn't have any vitality in it.
Peggy?
Children, yeah?
I got to take a break. Hold that thought, and we're going to talk about It's Complicated when we come back here at the Divorce Hour. I'm Larry Bloom.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Liebowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please join us starting Monday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Please tune in and call as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hush, little girl, sweet baby, don't cry. a salt lullaby tonight. Why can't it all be like it was before? How can I explain why mommy's not here anymore? 'Cause daddy likes porno and $10 whores. Daddy gets wasted and robs liquor stores. Daddy likes rubbing against little boys on the bus. I think that's why your mommy left us.
That is Stephen Lynch singing the divorce lullaby. Peggy, you with me?
I'm right here. I liked that song until we got to the part
hook,
where he was.
The hook, as they say.
Say it again?
The hook of the song.
Yeah,
it's
was
a very funny
disturbing.
Song.
I liked it until then.
It's a very
so,
funny song.
So, Larry, it's complicated. Should we continue?
Let's continue.
Lines from the movie. Poignant. Ready?
I'm ready. And the children were older. They were adult children.
10 years later.
Okay.
In their 20s. Father and mother are back in the kitchen, and father says, "What's wrong?" And his daughter says to her brother at one point, "Speak for yourself. I am definitely damaged by this divorce." And then they said, "Why isn't this good news?" "Because we're still getting over the divorce."
Unbelievable, huh?
Unbelievable, but Nancy Myers was divorced, and having done Private Benjamin and a number of films with her producer-director husband, she was divorced, and then she produced Irreconcilable Differences, and It's Complicated. She was working this out.
Okay. Good that
so
she works it out on film.
Because the most touching moment, I think, of this conference came in the keynote address at the end of the day yesterday with Claude M. Steele, who's the provost of Columbia University, our hometown, and social psychologist. Charming, erudite, great guy. Just wrote a book called Whistling Vivaldi and How Stereotypes Affect Us and What We Can Do.
Okay.
So let me talk about this because I think this is in the context of the film and in the context of the early preliminary research I talked about, the thread that we want to look at. He looked at racial and sexual stereotypes that people, students felt in academic settings. And what he did was some really credible research looking at equivalent IQs, but lower performance academically of young minorities and racially or sexually in classrooms, and wondered why weren't they doing as well. What he discovered was that they felt that the stereotype against them was so impinging that their inner conflict was great and they couldn't perform at the level of their IQ, which was equivalent to the higher performers.
Okay.
So what he did was try to see what factors would mitigate against that. And what he discovered was that if their environment, because he's a social psychologist, he looked at it through this way, if their environment somehow supported them to help them feel that they were on parity with their peers and endorsed them to feel like they were important, capable, and supported the trajectory of their growth, that their performance was equivalent to on the same trajectory as their intellectual peers who didn't feel stereotyped. Now, why am I talking about this?
Okay.
It's because if we look at these youngsters in the film 10 years later who looked like their adaptive functioning was so high, but they're reporting that their inner world is so tormented, they feel distraught by the divorce 10 years later, we can imagine that they feel stereotyped in the context of their own environment. They're from a divorced family. Okay, watch where I'm going with that.
No, I'm following. Go ahead.
This is key. Young children hate feeling different from their peers. They look at each other's shoes. They want to have the same shoe that their peer has. They want the same haircut. They want the same walk, strut, talk, you name it. They feel safe in the context of the similarity between themselves as their peers as they're hatching. I mean, we see that all the time.
And we were that way, too, when we were kids.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So a kid from a divorced family, in the context of their world, feels like they're a minority. What we need to do for our kids, or the kids who are from divorced families, are four extremely important things. Let's go back to this preliminary research that we talked about from Mikhail, Mike Sfera, and Wendy West. They're looking at early relationships of parenting, co-parenting. We want to help parents increase their cooperation, increase their child-centeredness, in other words, pay attention to what the kid needs. In my office, I say get on your kid's radio wavelength. So here we are on this cable show. Get on their channel. I say that all the time. And three, increase parental endorsement. So those are three factors. And now the fourth factor from Claude Steele, keynote speaker, American Psychological Association. Increase the environmental cues which help the child feel that they're not a minority. In other words, help the child see that there are other children in the same situation and that they're the same as other children growing with their own capabilities. Support their positive ventures to the world, the trajectory of their own growth, and that will help optimize their performance.
And I guess part of that would be parents putting aside their differences and truly co-parenting.
You got it.
Okay.
In addition to that, get on your kid's radio wavelength, support your kid, help them see the similarities between them and others, in the sense of that they're not abnormal, and you may even want to help them be with some other families of divorced children so
okay.
that they feel that they're not a minority.
You know, I've been remiss, Peggy. I haven't told people about you. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about your background and how you could be reached?
Oh, Larry. Thank you. I'm a clinical psychologist. I have worked with children and families for over 30 years. My greatest concern is helping people get on their own trajectory going forward from conflict. And I can be reached in Westchester at 914-834-4944.
Great. You mean you're not just a reporter for the Divorce Hour?
I am enjoying this so much.
Okay. But that's not your job. That's not your paying job.
It's my pleasurable activity.
There you go.
Here.
There you go.
An avocation.
Okay. That's what it is for me. It's my hobby. I love it. You know, you were saying that Nancy Myers is working out her divorce issues on film.
Yes.
I'm working out my divorce issues on the radio.
I think that's phenomenal. As you find your own positive trajectory toward growth and adaptation and moving forward, that's what we want to help all couples and all kids do.
Okay. Tell me what else is going on there at the conference.
This conference has a theme of social justice, and the psychologists here are really concerned with trying to be aware of the world. And so there's a tremendous focus on advocating before Congress. They're working
okay.
on passing health care reform, eliminating health care disparities, and looking at concerns with disparities in educational outcomes, racial and economic gaps, and immigrant experiences. So they're looking at a broad range of issues. I think that there are over 45 divisions of the American Psychological Association tailoring their work more specifically. So these divisions are having their own meetings as well. Everything from academic psychologists to psychologists who are concerned with gay, lesbian, transgender issues, psychoanalytic
okay. Peggy,
psychologists. The field is huge.
Peggy, we're going to take another break in a minute. If anybody wants to, I think the technology will allow callers. The number is 877-480-4120. Peggy, I'm going to ask you to do something very unusual. Would you hang up and call my cell phone during the break so that I can talk to you about something and then you'll call back the station?
Sure.
Thank you. This is the Divorce Hour. I'm here with Dr. Peggy Herzog. I am Larry Bloom here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
This is the Divorce Hour. That was Elvis Costello. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Peggy, are you back with me?
I'm here, Larry.
Great. This technology thing, it's unbelievable.
It's amazing.
It is. I don't know how it works.
21st century now.
Yeah, really. It's really unbelievable. So let me ask you this. Let's step away from the convention and ask one of the questions that I really want an answer to. Another one of the questions, I've done some self-editing here with the help of my guest, and I will not be talking about something, but I will be talking about this. How do you introduce a new significant other to your children?
Larry, I'm so glad we're going to talk about this. I think it is critical in the context of helping everybody move forward with their lives. And I want to tell you that I am a vigilante and a unique...
I'm sorry, and a vigilante and a what?
I see this very differently than all of my colleagues. I'd say that most of my colleagues think that a relationship should be very solid and held private and not introduced to children until way down the line. And I consider that a huge mistake. Because the key to helping children in their own relationships with their father or their mother is to do what we first talked about, is to increase the parental cooperation, the parental endorsement, and the child-centeredness. That is what parents have to keep in mind. And to remember that the child's primary parental relationship is with their ex-spouse.
Right.
And you support the ex-spouse in every facet of what they do, even if you don't like it. And you can say, I don't approve, but I still support it because he's your father. I differ. Our home has different rules and different boundaries, but that's his style and his choice, and, you know, you're going to learn to adapt to that and know that there are different ways in the world, different ways, styles of parenting and different ways of living. So with that, I believe that everybody deserves a chance to form new relationships and go forward with their lives. Kids develop new relationships and bring them into the house. Parents should develop new relationships. And I think it's important to be real with kids, that they're much more appreciative of knowing what's going on than have a mystery. So if you say to a child, I've started to date someone, I'm not ready to introduce them, but I will shortly, then you introduce them and say, this is my new friend.
Okay.
And that's, you make it very casual. Now, this is my new friend who I'm getting to know, just as you're making a new friend that you're getting to know, while you're supporting the child's relationship with their own father. And then if the relationship takes the next step, then no, we seem to be getting closer.
Okay.
If the relationship ends, you say, so we're not as comfortable together as we
thought we were,
and we're moving on.
Okay.
I think if you support the child in the relationship with their own father or their own mother and help them know that you as an adult are also moving forward to form new relationships and moving to ascertain if you can develop a meaningful and trusting relationship in a slow and careful way, that more than anything, that will help the child learn how to slowly begin to develop the concept of trust and relationships.
Okay.
And that's what we're concerned with, really.
Right. You know,
helping children learn how to move beyond the sense of guardedness and to learn to trust.
Okay. You know, it's funny. Once a child, always a child. My dad is still alive. He's 89 years old. And after my mom died, my father started to date. You know, he was a single man in Florida. The women were vultures. And I had friends say to me, well, what do you think about your father dating? And I said, I'm overjoyed. The happier and busier he is, the less I have to worry about him.
Absolutely.
So, you know.
I hope he's listening.
I'm sure he's not.
No.
He's technologically challenged.
Oh.
But maybe his brother can podcast it for him.
Well, that you support him in moving forward with his life, knowing that your relationship with him is unique and special.
That's right.
Exactly what we hope for younger children, too.
You know, there's certain things I don't want to know about, just as I'm sure there are certain things. I mean, let's put it this way. My daughter said to me once, Dad, I'm going to want to hear about your sex life when you're going to want to hear about mine. And my father started talking to me. And I said to him, I didn't say that, but I said, Dad, I just don't want to talk about that. I don't want to go there.
But, you know, relationships are full, and that's a private part of every relationship, hopefully. But you
yes.
want to know that he's feeling good, that they give each other
what they need,
moments of pleasure in the sense of enjoying activities and enjoying sharing conversations, that he has a fuller life.
Okay. Well, so far so good. For both him and me.
I don't think it's such a big deal when parents start dating, and I encourage parents more often than not to be honest and to be straightforward with where they are. Not to use their children for help, but to say, I'm ready to date, I'm meeting someone, I'm starting to like him, and, you know, I'm being careful about it. And in addition, it's very hard to know if you're going to like a new partner unless you see them in the context of your own family.
True.
So I can't understand how people can think remotely that they can have a meaningful relationship and then down the line introduce them to their children, because to develop a meaningful relationship is to see how that person interacts with you as a parent and your children and the interactions that occur there. So it only makes sense to include them.
Well, what I have found in my 2.5 years as a single person is that it's much easier, or it's more common, to meet the woman's family first and later meeting the man's family.
I wonder why you
I don't
feel that
I way. Just you know cuz I guess cuz I would be at her home and I might see her children quicker than she would see mine. Mine would require specific effort.
Well, Larry, maybe you can work to segue that and invite her to have an opportunity to be with your kids.
Okay. I mean, I've done that. I just you know, I'm just thinking about it from my point of view.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that sometimes people have to create opportunities that maybe are a little orchestrated at first, but become more natural second.
Right.
Down the line.
Right.
And so I think that to be careful how you introduce someone, you know, the next part of it, of course, which we haven't discussed, is how to introduce your children to her children and create this new blended experience that may not necessarily be a family, but will be the beginning of the thought of a new family.
You know, we'll talk about that after the break, but there was something else I wanted to talk to you about first. Naturally, it slipped my mind because these are the dog days of August. Okay, tell me.
It will come back.
It'll come back to me during the break, and we'll talk about that later. Tell me about how to make a Brady Bunch.
Ah, I'd love to.
Isn't that essentially what you're talking about, how to make a Brady Bunch?
No, because not every family can be a Brady Bunch.
Okay.
But how to integrate families and create a viable sense of safety of a new family community.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? We're coming up against the break, so let me have you tell us. We'll delve into this into more detail after the break. But tell us again how people can reach you.
Larry, I'd be more than happy to talk with someone, have a consultation. They can reach me at 914-834-4944.
And you specialize in children or in adults? Or
children, adolescents, and families.
Okay, I remembered what my other question was. Introducing the children to a significant other, does it vary based upon the age of the children?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, can we get to...
What varies is how you make the introduction, not necessarily when you do.
We'll talk about that, too. Let me give you the other, because I seem to have an early onset Alzheimer's here. I keep forgetting things. Nope, I forgot it again. We'll come back to it. Peggy, we are here with Peggy Herzog, PhD. She's much too young to be a PhD, and she's much too young to have done this for 30 years. It's amazing that I know Peggy for almost 30 years at this point. This is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Blum, here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please join us starting Monday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Please tune in and call as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go.
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Teach Your Children. Peggy, you still with us?
My new favorite song.
There you go. You know, it was also an old favorite song. But it's nice, you know, doing music research for this show, for these shows is so much fun for me. So I go back and I look at, you know, old stuff. I'm sorry you didn't like the Stephen Lynch song. It's one of my favorites.
Well, I think that we learn so much through movies, music, art, and children do too. It's important to remember that that provides them with messages that they actually guide their lives by, because it resonates with something that they can't always talk about.
Okay. All right, let's talk about that age appropriateness and then about the intermixing of families. So if I have little kids, which I don't, but if I had little kids, I would be more discreet in introducing them, or what?
No, I don't think so. I think the difference is really how you talk to your child about the relationship and what context you put it in the language that makes sense to the child.
Okay, as an example?
Pardon?
Could you give me an example about that?
Sure. If you have a toddler who's 3 years old, you say, I have a new friend who I'm spending time with and playing with, and they're going to come over and we're going to get to play with him or her. And it's the context of the understanding and framework of what friendship is. So if you have a 21-year-old, you're going to say, I'm starting to date someone and I'm, you know, feeling good about it, but we're just beginning to date and get to know each other.
Okay.
And it's just a language you use. I'm very interested in helping parents be honest and authentic and really developmentally appropriate.
Okay, Peggy, I'm starting to have a little bit of trouble hearing you. So if you could speak up a little. No, it's okay. I want our listeners to hear you when I want to hear you.
Yeah, I don't believe in shielding children from any part of reality, because the grounding in reality helps them put their feet, their own feet, on the ground.
Okay.
Now, one of the biggest conundrums of our culture is that children, especially middle adolescent children, are lost in the sort of a vague world of technology and in video games and Facebook, and, you know, they're not having human contact. So for in authentic conversations. And so for that reason, even more today than ever, I think it's important to tell parents to be honest and really just very straightforward about what's going on in their lives as well as being honest and straightforward about what's going on in their child's lives and how they feel about it, in not a way in which they're intruding with conflict, but I'd say almost like we're doing today, reporting.
Okay. Now, I'm relatively serious with a woman. She's met my children. I've met hers. How do we get those kids together?
I love that question, and I've helped families work to create blended families. In fact, one of the clients I really respect, and I do respect my clients a lot, came just to talk about that for a good year. I think that what you want to do is try to begin with family events that are structured, that are safe for the kids to be together, where they're not forced to spend long hours talking to each other.
Okay.
Begin by going to a structured activity like a game or a concert, or, you know, a short evening where they can be distracted by something they're looking at but have casual interactions with each other. And the event is designed around a mutual activity that will be pleasant for everybody.
Okay.
You make it short and sweet, and then you do that again. And then you create a situation that's a comfortable meal that you're together with, where there's an easy entrance and exit. So that, in other words, you start off slowly.
But okay.
With very casually. And slowly building, spending time that is less structured so that the families can start to be together in a home, more natural home setting. So after three,
like a holiday dinner or
something?
Opportunities
where they've seen each other outside of the home, you invite them over to your home and make a meal, watch a game. And
okay.
So you slowly introduce the notion that they can create their own relationships. Now, sometimes kids just do get along, but chemistry doesn't always work, and they may not all enjoy each other, or they may not enjoy your partner. And I think it's important at that point to remind them that they're going to create their own relationships, but that your expectation is that they be civil and respectful and kind. They don't have to be intimate.
Do they? What about?
They need to see one another as extended family.
Do kids feel that they're betraying the other parent if they meet a significant other or a significant other's family of, let's say, their father, just the mother? Do they feel they're betraying their mother?
Well, I don't think that that is an inherent betrayal. And that's why I talked earlier about the importance, and I can't emphasize this enough, of supporting their mother as the primary relationship of that is their mother. Now they're meeting a person who's a friend. And if your new partner becomes a stepmother, she can create her own relationship with the children that is kind of like an aunt. And there are some aunts that are very close to their children. My children,
like in your family, like with the Herzog girls,
they're second and third and fourth mother. But other children have more peripheral aunts that they know love them, but they see once or twice a year. And so the step-parent or the person in that role creates their own relationship.
Okay. We are coming up against another break. I want to remind our listeners that if you have a call, 877-480-4120. If you're too shy to call, you can email me at larry@divorcebybloom.com, or you can go to the Facebook fan club page of Talking Alternative and send an instant message. Again, we are very, very technologically savvy. At least Sam is, and so was Freddie. We have Sam and Freddie who are working the controls today. I am Larry Bloom here with Dr. Peggy Herzog on the Divorce Hour on Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Our little boy is 4 years old. And quite a little man. So we spell out the words we don't want him to understand. Like T-O-Y or maybe S-U-R-P-R-I-S-E. But the words we're hiding from him now tear the heart right out of me. Our D-I-V-O-R-C-E becomes final today.
Tammy Wynette singing D-I-V-O-R-C-E. I'm here with Dr. Peggy Herzog, live from the American Psychological Association Conference in Washington, D.C.
Hi, Larry. Hi. I love that song.
That one too? I'm glad I'm picking good songs, except for the first one.
Well, I didn't like the latter part of it. But okay. Here's what she's talking about, and I would like to bring back to our awareness, if I may. She's talking about respect, how to talk to her child about the D-I-V-O-R-C-E. She's thinking about her kid and his feelings. I love that.
Yeah. It's a great thing. So what, we're in our last segment here. What else should we be talking about today?
Larry, I would like to talk about respect.
Okay.
What Tammy's doing, because I think that the key to moving beyond divorce is inherent in that word. Respect implies several different components. And the first we talked about a few weeks ago, which is self-regard. That's the beginning of respect. And I think that when two people have to go forward and change their life, if they can honor themselves and the part of them that requires the change, as well as all the other parts of their life, and really accept that, that's the beginning of making an adaptation.
Okay. No, I agree with you. I think...
Larry, the second... part,
yeah,
is respect for the spouse.
Okay.
And really honoring that they are in the emotional space that they need to be in, and that it's important to really, with your respect of them, that will allow them to move forward more than disparaging and demeaning and criticizing them in your own mind.
I always found that my kids would say to me, "You're not with Mom anymore. You can't take her side against me."
I think that they expected you to be polarized, and Larry, my understanding of how you handled the situation with your ex-wife is that you teamed with her to be their parent.
I'm doing the best I can.
Yeah, I know.
You know, your children are your children for always. So they're you. Those are the things that you do. But, you know, I find it remarkable because, you know, I will talk to their mother about issues involving them. And once in a while, I'll even talk to their mother about issues that don't involve the kids.
There you go.
I don't hate her. I only hate her when she hurts the kids.
Well, I hope that you can accept her for her current ability to do the best she can.
Very difficult to say.
Very.
Easy to say, very difficult to do.
It's a tall order, but believe me, respect means accepting someone for what they're able to do in this minute, hoping that they could do it differently, better, or see alternatives, but really accepting the present state that they are in financially, emotionally, all the different components of their life. So the third part of respect I want to really bring up is respect for the children. And that means accepting that they're doing the best that they can, but tuning into them, joining them in their world. And that's where developmentally we try to think about what is appropriate for a 3-year-old is to get on the floor.
Okay.
What's appropriate for a 10-year-old is to throw a ball. And what's appropriate for a 14-year-old is to take them, you know.
To the mall.
Yeah, right. Or to a ball game or something like that. Or to a concert or to just, you know, go bowling or to a movie.
Uh-huh.
And then the 19-year-old maybe needs more independence, but you want to create opportunities for the connection. Tuning into your kid on their radio wavelength.
Peggy, what a great way to end the show. Can you believe an hour flew by like this?
Has it?
Incredible, yep. I'm going to ask you one more time, tell people how to reach you.
Larry, my phone number is 914-834-4944, and I'll be delighted to speak with anybody who'd like to have a conversation.
That's great.
And Larry, I've loved speaking with you today, as always.
I like talking to you off the air, but I also like talking to you on the air, and so maybe we'll do this again with you
back in studio.
Thank you so much for donning your reporter's badge.
It was a pleasure.
And, you know, hopefully that gained you a little more access at the conference. But let me thank my listeners for listening. Thank Peggy for calling in from Washington. We'll be back next week with another edition of The Divorce Hour here at TalkingAlternative.com.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please join us starting Monday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Please tune in and call as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
TalkingAlternative.com.